with the lead back up to 11. It's been in that 5 to 11 range most of this second half after the Pride had a 14-point lead at the end of the first half. 5:15 here to go. As the ball's kicked out to the top of the key for Ajayi. Ajayi near side for Naylor. Naylor down low to Papadias. Hard take with the right hand. It spins on the rim and drops on in. Papadias is in double digits, and the lead is still at double digits at 10, 68-58. Top of the key for Senkiewicz. Senkiewicz to Swenson. Skip pass out to the far side wing. Foul side, a foul line extended for Senkiewicz to Martin. Top of the key again. Back over to Martin on the far side wing. With 14 seconds on the shot clock, Pride clearly trying to draw as much time away from the clock as possible. Garska gives the up fake, gets stopped at the elbow, over to Senkiewicz, pull-up jumper. Oh, tough shot with Gleedman in his face, and he's able to knock it down. Starks carries ball up the court, over to Ayaji. No one picks him up, and it's wet from the top of the key. Ajayi, his third three-pointer of the game. He now has 12 in the second half alone, and the lead is back down to single digits, 70-61, and we're going to step away for a second as fourth-year coach James Cosgrove calls a timeout with the Bantams down by 9. Back to the action here. Bantams down by 9, 70-61, with 4:15 here to go. In regulation, Pride have the ball, and Senkiewicz on the near side. Garska, top of the key. Over to Swenson. Swenson out to the far side for Martin. Foul line extended. Top of the key for Senkiewicz. Pride really just trying to work as much time off of the clock as possible. It's handed off to Martin. Top of the key, who hands it off to Garska. They're working the weave here as the pull-up jumper is rejected by Papadias. Ajayi's long outlet pass up to Papadias. Rim rocker! 70-63 as the Bantams pull within 7. Papadias with 10 here in the second half. Top of the key for Garska. Garska gets over to Swenson. It's poked away by Papadias. Next foul puts the Pride in the bonus. Only 2 fouls against the Pride so far this half. Near side wing for Garska. He's able to shake his man. He throws it up, and he gets bailed out. It looks like Garska may have gone away with a step, according to fourth-year coach James Cosgrove, as the near-side referee was pantomiming exactly what Garska did, kind of jumping up and down. It's always fun to see coaches argue with the officials. As Garska's first of 2 is off the front iron, no good. He's left 2 points at the line so far here tonight. He's 3 for 5 at the line. And the second, no good, and this is going to be an over-the-back on Swenson. Swenson is really the only Pride in foul, with the exception of Robbie Burke. They both have 3 personal fouls. Garska, though, leaves 2 huge points at the line with 3:20 here to go in regulation. Bantams down by 7, 70-63. Near side for Naylor. Naylor down low, and it's saved. No, it's not, as it hits off of the corner. Bantams in a dangerous inbounding position here. Although the Pride are not much of a trapping team from what we've seen thus far. Starks will take it in, and he'll just take the easy outlet over to Gleedman. Gleedman will hand it off to him as they reset out by the Trinity T. Naylor, far side wing, out to Ajayi. Ajayi to Starks. Starks carries it to the top of the key. Back over to Naylor with 11 seconds on the shot clock. Out to Ajayi. Ajayi over to Naylor again on the far side wing. Not a lot of space as Ajayi mishandles the pass. With 3 seconds, Starks tries to go low. He gets bumped. He puts it up. Off the iron. Offensive rebound. Gleedman up, and he's fouled. Basket no good. But the Bantams, with better scrambling efforts than the Pride, and I think one of the referees came over to say that they had missed that last call, as that is 4 fouls on Swenson by my count. Gleedman at the line shooting 2, and it's no good. Right iron. Big misses for both teams at the line. Last 2 possessions as Swenson will take a seat. Gleedman calling out defensive plays at the line on the season. Gleedman